Dare Today with Hannah Kelly.
With Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge, celebrating 20 years of fashion, food, film and fun. With style, with pleasure, with you.
Do keep your messages coming in on 0833 97 97 97. I'll catch up with them in a few moments' time. But Maynooth University will acquire a significant part of the South Campus from St. Patrick's College in Maynooth, which is being described as a landmark agreement that will lead to the development of university and public amenities, benefiting the likes of students, staff, the local Maynooth community and the wider region. And joining me now to discuss this further is the Minister of Further and Higher Education and Fianna Fáil Kildare TD for Kildare North, James Lawless. Minister, good morning. Thanks for taking our call on the show.
Good morning and delighted to be on with you. And look, this is a really significant development. As you said there, I'm Minister for Higher Education, which includes all the universities, but I'm also local TD here in North Kildare. So this is one of those occasions I was able to put both hats on and really help the college to make this acquisition. So they're purchasing their 28 acres, the St. Patrick's campus, what we call the South campus, which they've rented for, I think, over 30 years, but they've never actually owned it. And this really, I've supported them in this acquisition, which enables them to take that on as part of their long-term portfolio. There's also 24,000 square metres of buildings, lecture halls, theatres, wonderful spaces within that. It's an old historic building and, you know, people know it because they've been renting it for a long time, but now they own it.
Yeah.
It also means that they can drive on plans for the likes of the swimming pool. And I've spoken to Kildare County Council about that they want to develop a facility there between the college and the council, and there's money put aside for that. And then things like student accommodation, actual long-term residential housing at the Cuckock Road, the other side of the college, a new technology and business park are all things that I envisage flowing from this. And I've spoken to the college, both actually St. Patrick's and Pontifical College, and of course the primary drivers of this, Maynooth University and the council. So this really unlocks, I suppose, great potential for Maynooth. It's a growing town, it's a growing university. And this is a really positive next chapter, so I'd like to be able to support them in this acquisition.
Of course, and I think the big piece of news there is about the swimming pool. We know we're quite short for pools in the north of the county, so this will be a big one. Will that be available for the public as well as just the Maynooth campus students?
So my understanding is that it's very much going to be a shared amenity. The county council had $3 million put aside towards it. So, you know, that's public monies for the wider county and community. So, it'll be very much a shared asset to be developed jointly between the college and the council, but actually will be shared for the public and students alike. I think that's really important. We've long campaigned for swimming pool in the northeast of the county. There was news recently about another site that may come good. And indeed, we might end up having two. But certainly, this is the one, I suppose, at the moment that the most focus is being placed on with the council having money put aside. And this deal now unlocks lands that makes it possible for the college to move forward. Because I'd spoken to the council about this over the last 12 months. And we even needed this deal to go through to free up sort of the legalities around that pool being jointly developed. So I think it's really exciting. And like I said, there will be a prospect for residential housing at the Cuckock Road as well. And indeed, student accommodation and a technology park in due course. So Maynooth is a really fast-growing town. The college is growing, I think, up to 17,000 students now, one of the fastest-growing colleges in Ireland. And, you know, one of the, as well, the buzz around Maynooth is always that it has been a university town, and the students certainly bring a lot of life to the town. But also, we want to kind of have that in a complementary way to the residential and business population. So the likes of that technology park, you know, there'll be new jobs created in that. And, of course, student accommodation takes pressure off the private housing market. The more student beds we can build, and I opened 116 beds last year in Shockley Bukala, which was actually the first of my new student accommodation projects in the country to come good. And glad that happened here in my own home county here in Maynooth.
Of course. And now people will be wanting to know, when can they expect those developments and all of those amenities to be available? I mean, understand there's probably a lot of planning behind it, but when could we start seeing these introduced in Maynooth?
Yeah, so look, I suppose the college can take possession of the site pretty much straight away. I mean, they more or less are in there anyway on the rental agreement. Once the ink is dry and the signature is now, and I'm in the college immediately after I finish with you. I'm there formally for a ceremony to mark this and formalise it. And then I suppose it all moves on. So they have the teaching space, but they can begin to make their own of it and look to long term. You know, they want to make changes and all that and develop that site for the teaching and educational purpose. And then I suppose it's over to the council, the college, and the stakeholders to come together. So I suppose I've given them the blueprint and I've given them the support that they needed to close this deal. And I suppose in a way now that the baton is handed over to the council and the college to work together to the next step of this programme.
All right, Minister. I'd also like to ask, and this is in relation to a social media post you put up in relation to St Corbin's Boys National School in Naas. Just to give listeners a bit of background, we will be discussing it in more detail, speaking to a parent later this morning. But a group of 25 junior infants pupils are due to enrol in the St Corbin's Boys National School for this upcoming year in September, but they have no teacher. The Department of Education asked the school to enrol an extra class for the next school year to address the junior infant places crisis, yet it now seems that they're actually not enrolling a teacher to teach that class. And Minister, I understand you have engaged with the Department of Education about this. I mean, what exactly is happening here? What was the Department of Education's response to this ongoing issue?
Yes, I'm actually at the school at 1:30 today. I'm meeting the principal, John Drewitt, about this, and I've been engaging with him for a couple of months on this. He brought it to my attention about 6 weeks ago, and I immediately engaged with Hildegard Nocton, and I've been back and forth to her a number of times on it again, and I met her on Tuesday about it, just actually in just 2 days ago. So, look, I'm driving this hard to try and get a resolution. What the Department of Education say is, even though there's a new junior class being enrolled, the numbers are actually less than last year. So for whatever reason, I need to talk to John about that when I go to the school this afternoon. The figures for the full school population will be smaller this year, according to the Department of Education, than they were last year. So in a situation where the school is actually, on paper at least, losing pupils or having less pupils than the previous year, that, you know, teacher-pupil ratios are always the way these things are done for years. They work at how many teachers based on how many students in the school overall. But, like, I want to get to the heart of it. So I've spoken to Hildegard, the Minister for Education, and I'm up at the school again this afternoon to talk to John to see, can we put together any more information that would help the case? There may be an appeal mechanism, which I'll be working through with John, if that is a prospect. And, look, basically, I believe no stone unturned to help the school out, try to sort this situation out, and make sure the school has all the resources that it needs.
Yeah, I think the question people are asking is, if an extra class is asked to be put in for school, surely the Department of Education would understand that if there's an extra class, a teacher is needed. But as you were saying, and as the Department of Education is saying, there's actually going to be less students this year. But I mean, there's still 25 students coming into the school without a teacher so far. I mean, can this be appealed? Can they expect it to get a teacher for September?
So I spoke to Minister Nocton as recently as Tuesday, and I made all these points to her, and I've done that a couple of times over the last couple of months since the principal brought it to my attention. And look, I'd certainly be pushing hard for that to happen. I said the Department of Education are saying that the school numbers have fallen, so even though there's 25 new pupils coming in, there must be other classes where there's less students signed up for whatever reason. And so they're saying, if we look at the school as a whole, the population of the school has actually reduced. I'm not sure why that might be. It doesn't sound right to me, to be honest, because most of the schools in Naas and there are bursting at the seams. So I don't quite get how that enrolment situation is. And is it the case that by taking on maybe a few extra students, and I did hear from parents who said the students couldn't get in, the children couldn't get in this year. If that is the case, if the school can admit a couple more, it will get it above that magic number, and they will qualify with the teacher possibly. So, like, I want to work all this out with the principal this afternoon, and go through the numbers, see what I can do to help make the case, and support the school in every way that I can.
Minister, thanks for taking our call on the Kildare Today show this morning. That is Minister for Higher Education in Fianna Fáil, Kildare North, TD James Lawless, about the update in relation to Maynooth University acquiring a significant part of the South Campus from St Patrick's College in Maynooth, and as well giving us an update in relation to St Corbin's Boys National School in Naas.